Friday, 5th of June, Yud Gimel Sivan, Rabbi Avram Jacobson, Parshas Noso, Shomea Ka'ona.
Morning everyone, it's a big schuss to be here once again. One finds very often in Avedis HaKodesh, one has to be a medaber. One has to speak out what one's saying. However, there are many different ways of being a medaber brought down in Shas. There's one way which is physically to speak. One speaks out one thought, that's a medaber. Somebody says Kiddush, somebody who davens, says Kriyashma, he's a medaber, he's speaking out what he's verbally speaking out, what he's thinking. There's something else called a hiro, hiro kedivu. Most of us are familiar with the Mishnah in Brachos, says a balkeri. Balkeri is, there's an Issa Drabon, to be Isaac in the time of the Gemara, to be Isaac in Talmud Torah, so Balkeri may not say Krishna bepeh, however, he should be Mahare Belibur. He should think out the words of Krishna. That's called Hiru Kedibu. He's a Medaber. How is he a Medaber? Aliday Hiru. Aliday thinking what he's saying, what Krishna is. And then there's a third aspect of the Dibur called Shemea Ka'ina. You're not thinking using your lev, you're speaking using your ears. Shemei Ka'ina comes, Meshech Erechaim, Kemat, any halacha to do with davening, Kris Megillah, Kris HaTorah, is negated to Shemei Ka'ina. I'm hoping in the next half an hour or so, speak out what exactly Shemei Ka'ina is, how it works, and the last minutes between that, and Hiro Kedibur, and Dibur itself. So the Mekoy to Shemei Ka'ina is a Gemara in Sukkah, where the apostle in Melachim describes how Shofon was reading to Yeshiyahu, the Melech Yeshiyahu, from a Sefer. And the Pasuk says that Yeshiyahu read the Sefer. Now if one looks through the Melachim, Melachim Beis, Perichav Beis, one will see that Yeshiyahu did not read the Sefer, Shofon read it. So the Gemara says, from here you see Shemea Ka'ina. Yeshiyahu listened to Shofon. Shofon read it. So that's called Shemea Ka'ina. But how exactly does it work? How does Shemea Ka'ina work? So there's a Mishnah in Megillah Daf Yotes that says a chayr straight to the cotton cannot be mitzi a godel or bekeach with kriyas Megillah. Chayr straight to the cotton is not chayr with kriyas Megillah on Purim. So he can't be mitzi a godel with kriyas Megillah. Reason being, somebody who himself is not mechuyev b'dava can't be mighty, somebody who is mechuyev. So the Torah Evan asks, why can't the person who's listening to the Chayr Shet V'Kotten be Yetzin Megillah Alidei Hiru? He's thinking the words that the Chayr Shet V'Kotten are saying, so let him be Yetzin Kriyas Megillah with Hiru. So the Torah Evan answers, he can't, because there's a din by Megillah, you need to have a Megillah open in front of you. This person who's listening to Chayr Shet V'Kotten doesn't have a Megillah open in front of him, so he's doing Hiru Baal Peh. Hiru Baal Peh is no good. However, it's only Chayr Shet V'Kotten you're not Yotze for. But if a Bekeach would be reading the Megillah, if a normal person would be reading the Megillah, and be Mitzi somebody else, then you are Yotze. Even if that person doesn't have the Megillah in front of him. Why? Shemea Ka'ina. Shemea Ka'ina is stronger than Hiru Kedibur. Hiru Kedibur, you need to have a Megillah in front of you. Shemea Ka'ina is good enough even if you don't have a Megillah in front of you. So the Har Tzvi explains what exactly is the difference between Shemea Ka'ina and Hiru Kedibur. He explains that Shemea Ka'ina, Yesh Lachkei, one could care, is Shemea Ka'ina, Pshat, that just like there's a way of speaking through my heart, Hiru Kedibur, there's a way of me speaking through my ears. My ears are speaking. I'm listening to words. My ears are speaking. That makes it that I'm speaking. That's one way you could say it. Or no, Shemei Ka'ina is that speech that was said over there by the person trying to be made to me, that speech is like my speech. It's as if I said those words. Those words that were said were really me speaking. It wasn't my ears speaking. speaking. My ears were a conduit for me to be that those words that were said was really me speaking. So he says it must be the Tori Evan Holter the second way. Because if pshat is that my ears are speaking, so what's the difference? I don't have a megid in front of me. We said, if it's Hiru Kedibah, my heart is speaking, my lev is speaking, you're not Yitzah. Why? Because you don't have a Megillah in front of you. It's a Kriya Baal Peh. So if it's my ears speaking, it should be the same. It's also a Kriya Baal Peh. My ears are saying the words without a Megillah in front of me. Elamai, says Aratzvi, it must be that when I'm listening to somebody else saying the Megillah, those words that were said is really me speaking. It's as if I'm speaking. And therefore, the words that were said then were mitoch haksav. They were said, there was a ksav in front of the kuriya, the Baal kuriya. So those words that were said by the Baal kuriya, it's as if that I said those words, mitoch haksav. So mameir am yitzah. That's the difference between hiru kedibo and shemei ka'ina. Hiru kedibo is, you're doing everything. It's all your heart inside you. Shemei Ka'ina is that speech that was said over there is as if I said it. The Chazon Ish goes with such a kivun, and he explains it a bit more. He says, quite a bit more, he says, there's two ways you can have somebody being Mitzi Sarnot. There's one way you can have somebody who's already been Yitzhak Kiddush. He can still be Mitzi somebody who hasn't been Yitzhak Kiddush. Reason being, there's a Musaq of Arvus, that all Klai Yisrael are one. So even though I've been Yitzhak Kiddush, I can be Meitzi, somebody who hasn't. Those words that I'm saying now, they're not Divri Brocha, they're Stam Divri Torah. I'm not saying anything, all I'm saying is words of Kiddush. I've been Yitzhak already. What's making it into a Brocha? What's making my words of Kiddush into Kiddush? Only because the Shemaya is listening to me, and the Shemaya wants to be Yetzer with it. So the Shemaya is making my words into words of Kiddush. That makes it that the Shemaya has a shittuf in my words. And therefore, if we relate that to Kriya Megillah, if the Baal Kriya has already been Yetzer, and he's reading the Megillah for somebody who hasn't been Yetzer, so Baal Kriya is simply saying Divrei Torah. What makes it into Kriya Megillah? The thing that makes it into Kriya Megillah is that the Shemaya wants to be Yotze in Kriya Megillah. Those words then become a Kriya Megillah, so the Shemaya made it into a Kriya Megillah. The Shemaya has a shittuf in these words. These words were Mitoch HaKsav, so therefore the Shemaya is as if he read Mitoch HaKsav. That's how the Chazon Ish goes. There is another way of Shemei Ka'ina, which is slightly more complicated. That's a person who's not been Yitzah Kriyas HaMegillah yet. The Baal Kriya, the normal way we do Kriyas HaMegillah is, the Baal Kriya reads the Megillah, and he hasn't been Yitzah yet. But still, those words that the Baal Kriya reads, they are Kriyas HaMegillah for himself. What makes it Kriyas HaMegillah for someone else? How does it relate to the other person? Why is it not Divrei Torah for the other person? Only because the other person wants to be Yetzer as well in the Kriya Megillah. So the other person's also making it into Kriya Megillah. The Shemaya's making it into Kriya Megillah for himself. And therefore he's mishtatif with the Baal Kriya, with the Makri, and therefore it's Mitech HaKsav. That's how the Chazon Ish and the Har Tzvi learn. However, Rabbi Yaakov Emden is chiluk on this. There's halacha in Hilchus Kriyas HaTorah that the Sumo may not get called up to the Torah, may not read from the Torah, because there's a din that Kriyas HaTorah has to be read Mitoch HaKsav. What's the halacha if a Sumo can get called up to the Torah? He can't read from the Torah, he can't be the Baal Kriya, but can he get called up to the Torah? So here the Taz and the Mishnah Berurah Pascha as well, like that, but a Sumo can get called up to the Torah, because Shemei Ka'ina, you have the Baal Kriya reading, the Summa listening, Shemaya Ka'ina, it's as if the Summa is also saying the words. So Rabbi Yaakov Emden asks on the Taz, says it can't be. What's Shemaya Ka'ina? Shemaya Ka'ina just means it's as if that my ears are saying the words. But my ears, the blind person's ears who are saying the words are also Baal Peh. He's not reading inside. Rabbi Yaakov Emden said the only time you'll say Shemaya Ka'ina by Kriyas HaTorah is when you've got a Sefer Torah in front of you. You have a Sefer Torah in front of you, so you're reading the words, but you're only reading it alidei shmio, but still it's ksav in front of you, in such a case, then we hold shmei ke'ena. However, sumo, that's impossible for him to read the words, we cannot say the klal of shmei ke'ena. So Yaakov Emden obviously goes, the idea, that shmei ke'ena is not pshat, that it's as if the mashmia, the person saying the words, his words are really the words of the shumea, but rather that the mashmia is saying the words. He's a hechatimsa for the shumea to hear. Once the shumea is hearing, then the ears of the shumea are talking, kilu, the ears are talking, and that's how the shumea yotza. So in a case when you don't have a sefer Torah in front of you, or you would not have a megillah in front of you, you would not be able to be yotza al pi Rabbi Yaakov Emden. So everyone asks him, Yaakov Emden, if so, most of us would have a problem on Purim, because we don't have a Megillah to Klaf, we're listening from a Mashmiah, from a Balkaya, how can we be Yotze? So there's Yishuvim for Yaakov Emden, but it's a Shver Shitta, as we said, the Chazan Ish is Chulik on Yaakov Emden, and the Hatzvi as well. Yeah, some explain Shmei Ke'ena out Shulchus Ha'olam. It doesn't
really.
It's complicated to say Shulchus Ha'olam Kamesi because it's a kal mili leimimsi in a shliach. One can't give words for a shliach to do, only an action.
Not giving is written for him.
Yeah, that's good. According to other shits, you're right, but the merit. I saw that people ask it as a question. You can't say Shulchus Ha'olam. The Maaseh, this Machlikas Achrinim that we mentioned, is also Machlikas Rishonim, the Stipler brings down. It's Machlikas between the Ran and the Rivosh. There's a halacha by Kriyas HaMegillah again, that it has to be Petech HaKsav. What's the din for somebody that only understands English? He cannot read Hebrew. He does not understand Hebrew. Can he read from a Megillah? So the halacha is that a Megillah, that somebody who understands Hebrew is obviously Yotze with Hebrew. Somebody who understands English is Yotze with English. What's the halacha of somebody who understands Hebrew is he Yotze with English? So, there's a machlikas Ramban and Rambam. The Ramban holds that somebody who understands Hebrew cannot be Yotze with English, with a foreign language. Only somebody, this din that your Yetzer with Laz is only someone that only understands Laz is Yetzer with Laz. That's what the Rambam holds, and the Rambam is Chilek. But the Rambam brings a raya from often a Yerushalmi, a Mefurish Yerushalmi, that somebody who understands Hebrew is not Yetzer with English. And what's the raya? The Yerushalmi says, Rebavol b'shem Rebleza, Yudea Ashur is to be Yudea Laz, somebody who knows Lashon HaKodesh and Laz, Yotze bo belaz. V'Ashur is belaz, Yotze bo belaz. Yudea Ashur is to be Yudea Laz, Ma'u she Yotze Yudea Achirim belaz. Can he be Motzi someone else with love? And on that he answered, Yeva Kado, Kol Shein Achai Bedova, Eini Motzi Tzirav Yudei Chavosa. Somebody who himself is not machayev bedova can't be mitzi someone else. So he says, somebody who understands Ashuris and understands Laz, can he be mitzi someone else who only understands Laz? And the answer was that since the Makri is not Yetzer, so he can't be mitzi the Shomea. So it seems quite clear that somebody who understands Ashuris is not able to be Yetzer with Laz, and that's why he can't be Moitzi somebody with Laz. That's how the Rambam learns. And the Ram explains in Tshuvas Rivosh, how does the Rambam learn? You have in Mefurash Yerushalmi Lechayra says that somebody who understands Ashuris and Lashon HaKodesh is not Yetzer with Lashon HaKodesh. So listen how he explains this Yerushalmi. He said the Yerushalmi is talking about a case where you have a Megillah in front of you written in Lashon HaKodesh. You want to read it in English, wait, French, or any other language you like. You're translating the words as you go along. Is the Shumea Yotze with such a Kriya? Is he Yotze with such a Kriya or not? So the obvious thing you would say is, no, of course not. He's reading a Baal Peh. You're reading a Megillah, you're not saying the words. The words say Vehibi Me Achashverosh, and you're saying in English, and it was in the days of Achashverosh. You're not translating, you're not reading the words, you're not Yetzer. That's what Svarach Yitzchino would say. Says Yerushalmi, I've got a shayla. Maybe I can be Moitzi a Shemea. Why? Because every Shemea is a Shmia Baal Peh. Every Shemea is not Mitoch HaKsav. Every Shemea is listening in from someone else. So maybe since every Shemea is a Baal Peh, since every Shemea is not reading, you could be Yitzah on your day, somebody reading Baal Peh. That's what the Ran learned the Yerushalmi. And on that, the Yerushalmi answers, you're right. You could be Yitzah Baal Peh. However, you can't, because since the person saying it is not Yitzah, because he's reading it, and he's reading it Baal Peh, he's not being a Shemea, he's being a Mashmia, and Mashmia has to be Bechsav. So since the person reading it is not Yitzah, he can't be Yitzah someone else. But intrinsically, somebody who is a Shemea is always a Shemea Baal Peh. And therefore, says the Yerushalmi, you should be able, theoretically, to be Yetzer al-Yedei Ekriya Baal Peh. So this Mahalach, if you go with the Ran, is quite obvious that he's learning Shemea Ka'ina is not Pshat. That the words that were said is as if the Shemea said them. Because then it would have been Bechsav. Shemea Ka'ina is Pshat, that the person listening spoke al-Yedei using his ears. As we said, there's a way of speaking from your heart, and there's a way of speaking from your mouth, and there's a way of speaking from your ears. He spoke using his ears. And that was a Shmia Baal Peh, and therefore, the Yerushalmi wants the boy is that every Kriyas, every Shemea of a Megillah should be Yitzah Baal Peh. The Rivosh is Chaylik, and the Rivosh is no half a minute say such a Pshat. Shemea Kain is not Pshat that I'm speaking through my ears. Shemea Kain is Pshat that I'm started with the Malkurius Kriya. And the Valkyrie's Kriya was a Kriya Baal Peh, so Mimela, the Shemea is also a Kriya Baal Peh, the Valkyrie's Kriya was a Kriya Bechsav, and therefore the Shemea's Kriya is also a Kriya Bechsav. So there you have it. We had the Machlikas Achrinim, which boiled down to Machlikas Rishonim. What is Shemea Ka'ina? Is Shemea Ka'ina Shmia Al Yedei, speaking Al Yedei, your ears? Or is Shemea Ka'ina a shittuf with the Mashmia to make it as if the Shemea is saying the words of the Balkir? This shayla is negea to this week's parasha as well. There's a Mishnah Megillah, Chavdalad Amal Aleph, Amafti bin Novi. Somebody who generally gets called up for Novi, so he gets a consolation prize. He didn't get one of the Shiva Kurim, so he only got Laftira. So he, Amafti bin Novi, who prays Al Shema, he gets to say the Baruch Hu, who even if Ne'ateva, he's the Chazan, for who? Noise Eskapov. If he's a Kohen, he's Noise Eskapov. These words are very difficult to understand. What do you mean, if he's a Kohen, who Noise Eskapov? Anyone who goes to Eretz Yisrael will see that every day, every Kohen goes up to Duchen. On here in Chutzot, every Yontif, every Kohen goes up to Duchen. We've never heard that only one person goes up to Duchen. So what does it mean, who Noise Eskapov? So the Netziv in Rimi Soda, he learns, who Noise Eskapov means, there's all the Kohenim go up, one Kohen says the words aloud, and all the other Kohenim are quiet, and the Yotza Alidei Shumia Kohena. He's the one, the Kohen who said the Novi, the Kohen who said the Aftriya, he says the words Yerecha Hashem Yishmarcha aloud, and everyone else is Yetzer Alidei Shemea Ka'ina. That's how the Netziv learns. L'chay, that's the only way you can explain the Mishnah. However, the Beis HaLevi in Alatoya, the end of Bereishis, he has a Kuntras on Chanukah. And at the end, he brings down the Chochem Echad, which was his Mechutzim, the Netziv. Chochem Echad explained the Mishnah like this, and says you can be Yetzer Bechus Ka'ina with Shemea Ka'ina, and he disagrees. He says you can't be Yetzer Shemea Ka'ina with Birchus Kainim. Why?
Please translate the word Oine.
Oine means answering. Listening is like answering. It's not going to help us so much. Yeah. So, the Beis HaLevi says that his Shemea Ka'ina will not work. Why? Because there's a din by Birchus Kenim that you have to say it Omer Ilehem, you have to say it Bekel Rom. You have to say it that other people can listen to hear what you're saying. So he says, even if you're going to say Shemir Koina, all it means is that it's as if you said it. But did anyone hear you say it? Definitely not. They only heard the Balkari saying it, the person saying it aloud. They didn't hear any of the individual Kohenim saying it. Therefore, says the Beis HaLevi, you can't be Yetzer with Shemir Koina because you're lacking the Prat of Kol Rom. You don't have Kol Rom. So the Chaznish understood this Beis HaLevi, that he understood, the Beis HaLevi understood, Shemir Koina means, just like my heart speaks, so to my ear speaks. Well, if your heart speaks, you don't hear anything. So if your ears speak, you also don't hear anything. People listening to you speaking don't hear you saying a thing. And therefore, there's a chsaron that the kohenim, there's a chsaron in your birchus kohenim that it's not because you're wrong. You spoke b'sheket. Your ears spoke quietly. That's how the Chaznish understood the Beis HaLevi. And therefore, the Chaznish says, I disagree. Shemir Koina is the other way of learning. Shemir Koina means that you're mishtatif. You join in with the makri, with the person saying aloud. Those words that were said, it's as if I said them. Those words were loud, yes, so therefore I can be yaitzer with a birchus kohenim that was said loud. It's as if that birchus kohenim that was said there was really me saying it, and I was saying it, therefore, aloud. That's the machlokes between the Chaznish and the Beis HaLevi. However, the achrenim, the hatzvi, the stipler, and the Imek Brocha, they say that was never the Havana in the Beis HaLevi. Beis HaLevi never meant such a thing. Beis HaLevi also agrees that Shomer Koina is not pshat, your ears are speaking. Shomer Koina means you're mishtatif with somebody saying the Brocha. However, there's a din by Birchus Koinim that's not just good enough that I spoke. There's a din that the Klal Yisrael, the Bnei Yisrael that are listening, they have to hear. There's, the way the Stipler puts it, there's a chilim between me and Odom and Mokim and me and Odom and Chaveri. If there's a din between me and being Odom and Mokim, between me and the Ribbono Shel Olam, so wherever I speak, whether it's me speaking it by my, projecting my voice to the Balkuria, or whether I'm really saying it, that's okay, because that's called dibul. Shemir Koina is called a dibul. However, if there's a din, another din, that the Bnei Yisrael, the people listening, have to hear the bracha, so that's not good enough. Because in the end of the day, they didn't hear the bracha. Emor Elohem, there's another din, they have to say it. There's a din in the Moshe by Chalitza. Chalitza is an ilim, somebody who is dumb, somebody who can't speak, can't do Chalitza. However, there's a din, a sheikhet, who's an ilim, can do Shechita. Why? He has to make a bracha. So the answer is, Shemir Koina. Somebody will make a bracha for him, do shechita, and the person listening will be yitzah, and therefore also be able to do shechita. Or some shechita say, you don't, the person making the bracha doesn't even have to do a shechita. Oh, but that's clear, there's a musig of shemeya ko'ine by shechita. So Yad Avram asks, why can't a person who's an ilim do chalitza? Get someone else to say that I don't want to marry this woman, and the Shemeya will be listening to that, and he would have done Chalitza. Why can't he do Chalitza? That's the Kasha, and the Shaktai, the other Rambam is there. So the Teretz is, according to this Hatzvi and the Stipler, that Shemeya Kain is only good enough being Odom Lemokim. Being Odom Lechaveri, where there's a din, they have to speak to someone, and they have to hear what you're saying, so there's not going to help Shemeya Kain. By Chalitza, there's a din, the woman has to hear the man say, I don't want to marry you. That's the din by Chalitza. So it's not going to help me at all to say, yes, Shemeya Koina, those words as if I said it. But did she hear you say it? No. Did the Bnei Yisrael hear you say Birchus Koinim? No. For that reason, you're not Yetzer with Shemeya Koina. That's how the Achrenim explain the Beis HaLevi, and the Stipler says, Hag Batzmacho, or maybe it's Sifet Zachfran, can't remember offhand, there's a din on Shmita, that you have to say, Mishamatani. Ameichel Lechoiv, after Shmita, somebody comes to pay out the Choiv, you say Mishamatani, if you didn't do a Prusbo. Ameichel Lechoiv. He says, one never found that you can have a whole Tzibur in Shul, And the Rav gets up, and on behalf of the whole tzibur says, Mishamitani. You can't say that. Why? Because the Baal Chayiv has to hear the words. And hearing it from the Rav isn't going to help you. The Malveh himself has to say to the Loiva, so that the Loiva can hear, Mishamitani. And since you can't, there's another din, a din mitzvah, the tzibur listening in, there has to be, and they have to hear it, you can't use a klal of shemeka, you know. However, the Rogachova, that, so we said the Beis Halevi Be'etzim holds, like the Chazanish, we said the Yaakov Emden holds, the other tzad. There's another din by Megillah on Purim that we say, Aseres B'nei Homon, everyone says it aloud. So one of the reasons given why everyone says it aloud is because, Rogachova says this, is that besides saying the words of, don't ask me to say it now, but Aseres, besides saying all those words, there's a din, one has to say it b'neshima achas, in one breath. One has to be able to say it in one go. So says the Rogachova, when the Baal Kriya gets up and says the Krisa Megillah, so the words, fine, everyone did it with Krisa Megillah. But the neshima achas, nobody else had. You're not yaitze with neshima achas. That's how the Rogachova understood. He understood l'chaya, the Shemeika in his pshat, that my ears are doing the talking. And my ears weren't doing the talking with neshima achas. They were just doing the talking, listening in to somebody else's neshima achas. So how do I get my neshima achas? So that's how the Rogachova will learn. Ad achrinim, that means the chazanish of Tzipesach, in Megbrach and all the rest of the achrinim that said, Shemeika in his pshat, that I'm shtativ with Yelim's Dibble, we'll have to find another reason why you're not yitzah with the Baal Kriya's Kriya of Aseres B'nei Homon. Because since he said the B'neshima Achas, the Cha'era, everyone else also said the B'neshima Achas, because they were mishtativ. Just like he did the M'tich HaKsav, they're mishtativ with his Kriya also B'neshima Achas. So there'll have to be another reason why Aseres B'nei Homon, everyone says on the rope. If I can just end with one shayla which was Negea just last week. In Eretz Yisrael, we have one day Shavuos. In Chutzlaret, you have 2 days. What's the din? We had Shavuos on Friday, and then Shabbos straight after. What's the din if you have a Ben Chutzlaret staying with a Ben Eretz Yisrael, and the Ben Chutzlaret wants to be Moitzi, the Ben Eretz Yisrael with Kiddush on Friday night? That means, obviously, a Ben Eretz Yisrael can't be Moitzi a Ben Chutz Haaretz with Kiddush Friday night. Because the Kiddush of a Ben Eretz Yisrael is lacking the Chag HaShavuos there. He's only saying Kiddush of Shabbos. And the Ben Chutz Haaretz needs the Chag HaShavuos there. What about the other way around? What about Ben Chutz Haaretz saying for Ben Eretz Yisrael? After all, he's saying everything. He's saying Chag HaShavuos, but he's also saying Chag HaShavuos. So what could be the problem? What could be the problem is, he's called Mishana Mimatbea Shetov HaChomim. You're changing the Nusach of the Bracha, which Chazal said. If I, a Ben Eretz Yisrael, would have said, it's Chag HaShavuos Zeh, Yom HaShavuos Zeh, it's Yom Chag HaShavuos Zeh, I would not be Yitzah, because I've changed the Nusach of the Bracha. The Nusach of the Bracha was Yom HaShavuos Zeh. However, what's the din of a Ben Chutzot being mighty a Ben Eretz Yisrael? So I saw a Vosna speaks about this. And Vosna says, L'chay should have been told on these two tzot. If Shemei Ka'ina means that it's my ears that are doing the talking, it's nothing to do with the Baal Kriya. He's just a chetimsa for me to hear something. So then, there's something called selective hearing. All of us have it. The kids do it all the time. Something called selective hearing. I'll listen in when he says it's Yom HaShabbos Hazeh. I'll turn off when he says it's Yom Chag HaShavuos Hazeh. I'll join back in when he says Mekadosh HaShabbos. And I'll turn off again when he says Yisrov HaZman. I'll be Yitzhak Kiddush very well. And I'll say Amen after Mekadosh HaShabbos. So I don't have to hear Yisrov HaZman anyway. I've turned off. I'm listening exactly the words I want. So L'chaya L'fi that tzad Yizicha Yitzhak. You tune in, tune out when you want. What about the other tzad? If you say that Shemei Kohen, and that's how most of our Kohenim are learning, Shemei Kohen means that the words that were said were really me, So lechayer should come out. I shouldn't be yetzer with a ben chutz aretz kiddush. However, Rav Ozan disagrees. Rav Ozan says that you definitely are yetzer, because even if you say it's the I'm saying what the mashmiya says, but like we explained, that why is what he said a brocha? Only because I want it to be a brocha. I had the kavana to be yetzer for his brocha. So he says a chiddush, but that's how he says it. When the ben chutzar said, as Yom HaShabbos is there, so the ben etzor was with him all the way, having kavana to be yitzah. As soon as he said that Yom HaShabbos is there, the ben etzor turns off. He does not want to be yitzah. So what have you got left? You've got stam divrei Torah. It's not a brocha, stam divrei Torah. Stam divrei Torah in a brocha is not mishanim ha-madbeir shetov ha-chachamim. Mishanim ha-madbeir shetov ha-chachamim is only if I'm making a brocha, but doing it in the wrong way. I want to make it a brocha, but I'm saying the wrong things, then I'm not yetzer. Stam divrei Torah in the middle of Shabbos, so you're yetzer. In the middle of your kiddush, you're yetzer. And therefore he says, however you learn, it's going to be good. Because when the Ben Chotar says, Yom HaShabbos says there, the Ben Etzisrael is listening and wants to be yetzer, and when he says, Yom Chag HaShabbos, then because Yisrael has manim, he's turned off, he's not being yetzer, and therefore it's perfectly okay for Ben Chotar to be made to Ben Etzisrael.